Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Moscovides, president of TMG eMedia. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find him online. His book is called Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. Chris, we're talking about the renaissance, you call it, the dark renaissance for ransomware. We've been talking about cybersecurity, cybercrime. I call it World War III. I think we are in a world war with global bad guys, very much like the Axis that we fought in World War II, but with different weapons and sometimes in some ways different, and of course different players. But still, it's a threat to our sovereignty. It's a threat to our future. It potentially, you know, can kill people. And it certainly can affect the way we live, which affects our lives. So, but there's one specific thing that's really getting your attention, and we talk about it on the show quite a bit, and that's what you call a resurgence and a renaissance, in fact, of ransomware. Tell us about that.
Well, ransomware is the process where they take over your computer and they lock your files up and then they extort you for money. So that's essentially what we're talking about. And it's increasing, and it's not just increasing, it's exploding. It had gone down for a little bit because it was replaced by something called cryptojacking, where they would take over your computer and you wouldn't know it, but your computer would be used with thousands of other computers in an attempt to mine Bitcoin, because Bitcoin was so expensive. But now, you know, the bottom line is they found out and they determined that ransomware is far more profitable. So now ransomware is huge and they're targeting major organizations, and it's no longer give me a couple hundred dollars to get your files back. It's more along the lines, give me $200,000, half a million, right, or $1 million, depending on the size of the company.
And
so,
they're going
after
hospitals. They're going after healthcare and hospitals and municipalities.
Exactly, because that's where it's needed the most. If you don't have computers in a hospital, people die. Yeah. So you are more likely to pay to get the computers back than if you are, you know, XYZ mom and pop store that's going to give $1,000 to get their files back. And at the end of the day, you know, they may be able to restore it or have a workaround. A hospital cannot. It's a major system. It's people's lives are at stake. They need these things back immediately. So you can hold a gun to their head and say, okay, $1 million, please. I'll take it in small unmarked bills.
So what happens, folks, if you don't know this, the way these guys get in is they come in through email typically, where they find someone in the organization who lets them in. They click on an attachment or a link or something that they think is okay, and they're fooled, and they allow these guys to get into this, to the network, into that desktop unit, into the network, and then they just roam around in there and find out what they need, get all the information they need, and then they pull the ransomware trigger. And so my question, Chris, is anybody working on anything that would be an absolute firewall that would prevent someone, more than training, that would prevent someone from being able to click and let those people in? I mean, it seems like there ought to be a stronger door that we put behind these people.
Well, my friend, you know the line, you can't fix stupid, right? So no matter what kind of firewall you get, no matter what kind of systems you get, the human element is the thing that opens up the doors. So they will compromise people with phishing campaigns, with all sorts of campaigns, and sometimes with straight out extortion. You know, so they will compromise somebody, they'll get the credentials, they will go in. And there is no firewall that's going to stop that from happening.
No, if you've got a bad actor, you know, there's nothing can help you with that.
But that's right. And it's always ransomware is coming from a bad actor. Now, in this particular case, bad actor may be an ignorant actor where they click on a link or go to a website. By the way, you can just go to a website without clicking any link and they can download malware on your computer. It's called Drive-By. So there are websites out there that are full of malware, and just by visiting the website, malware can drop on your computer. Mm-hmm. So the advice is be careful where you go to.
Yeah.
I mean, don't just start roaming the internet and start getting into shady websites without knowing what it is that you're doing, because guess what's going to happen next? Mm-hmm. They're going to drop malware, they're going to take this thing over, and then you're on the hook for thousands of dollars worth of damage.
But will the security systems that we have, whether it be McAfee or Bitdefender or Malwarebytes or whatever it might be, stuff that you do, does that stop you? Can you clean that off with that technology?
Look, you use a lot of tools. Some of them you mentioned, but there's a lot of other tools that are also excellent. In incident response.
Well, will they help you avoid malware?
Yes, they will. A lot of them will help you avoid known malware. The problem here is that malware keeps mutating, and once it keeps mutating and it keeps changing, then these tools will not be able to catch it. There are tools that can catch it because they detect abnormal behavior. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden the tool that's monitoring your computer starts realizing that your files are getting encrypted, or there is too much file access, it will lock your computer instead.
So there are
some tools that can help.
Yeah, so folks, you got to have protection. And I'll tell you, these days I've got three different systems. Actually, I may have four different systems that I keep working on mine. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about technology in a divided country. How's that going to work? Chris Muscovides.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.